From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. In Iran, a suicide bomber killed at least two senior commanders of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, according to Iranian media. State media report a total of at least 29 people were killed. The BBC's John Line reports.
What Iranian state media described as a terrorist attack happened as senior members of the Revolutionary Guards were traveling to a meeting of tribal leaders in the volatile area of southeastern Iran. According to one version of events, the commanders were in a car when a suicide bomber blew himself up. Those killed include the deputy head of ground forces for the Revolutionary Guards and the provincial commander of the guards. The area close to the border with Pakistan has seen a long-running insurgency, fueled by the lucrative drugs trade on this key route between Afghanistan and Western Europe.
The BBC's John Line reporting. The Pakistani army says it killed 60 militants on the first day of a major operation against al-Qaeda and Taliban hideouts close to the Afghan border. Residents say the army is meeting stiff resistance from insurgents. The military says six soldiers were also killed in the first 24 hours of the campaign in southern Waziristan. The figures have not been independently verified. Foreign diplomats have been urging Afghanistan's incumbent President Hamid Karzai to consider a power-sharing deal with his main rival. That's one of the options being discussed to help resolve the political crisis in Afghanistan. NPR's Jackie Northam has more from Kabul.
Among the foreign dignitaries calling both Karzai and his opponent, Abdullah Abdullah, is U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, and United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon. Officials with the Karzai campaign say he is reluctant to accept the results of an investigation into alleged fraud during Afghanistan's August 20th presidential election. Those findings could show the incumbent president did not receive more than 50% of the votes needed to avoid a runoff election. The Karzai officials say he is resisting a second round of elections and is suggesting there was foreign interference in the work of the UN-backed panel which investigated the fraud. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
In Fort Collins, Colorado, deputies searched the home of the Heaneys, who called authorities to say their six-year-old boy was missing and their homemade helium balloon was loose. The flying saucer-shaped balloon was seen floating over the skies of Colorado for more than 2 hours by millions of cable news channel viewers. Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderden says authorities are pursuing charges against the parents.
At some point in the future, there will be some criminal charges filed with regards to this incident.
Questions remain over whether the incident was a publicity stunt. Authorities say an Air Force pilot in South Carolina had no opportunity to eject after colliding between two F-16 fighters offshore. Coast Guard searchers say they've shifted efforts from rescue to recovery operations. This is NPR News. A Category 5 Pacific hurricane is churning up surf about 550 miles off Mexico's coast. However, it's expected to lose strength as it moves closer to the Baja California Peninsula later this week. Forecasters are calling Hurricane Rick extremely dangerous. The storm is moving toward the west-northwest at about 14 miles per hour. It's the second strongest hurricane in the eastern North Pacific since 1966. A Russian cargo ship has delivered food, fuel, and other supplies to the International Space Station. The unmanned craft docked with the orbiting outpost earlier today after traveling through space for 3 days. Care packages were delivered to the six-person crew that includes two Americans. A judge in the trial of a former San Francisco Bay Area transit officer accused of murdering an unarmed rider has ordered a change of venue. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has details.
Superior Court Judge Morris Jacobson cited substantial media attention and the threat of civil unrest and violence as reasons to move the trial away from Alameda County. Former officer Johannes Messerly is accused of murder after the fatal shooting of Oscar Grant on a train platform early New Year's Day. The shooting was recorded on several cell phone cameras and became an internet sensation. Messerly's defense attorney claims the officer thought he was drawing his taser and mistakenly fired his pistol while Grant was lying face down. Judge Jacobson will hold a hearing later this month to determine where the trial will be moved. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
A 16-year-old Australian girl is embarking on a bid to become the youngest person to sail solo and unassisted around the world. Jessica Watson plans to navigate her pink yacht through some of the world's most treacherous waters. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.